I thank you for tuning into the program, and it's the favorite CRS Radio Knowledge Edition. Tell you, I am amused by a few things, and I am because I. You know, it really depends on how you see things and what your energy is doing with what you see. And there's really no need to worry about anything. It's to understand things. And it's a different feeling because you can probably identify with the understanding that yesterday, you wake up and you feel all right. And nothing's changed with your status. Today, you wake up and you have the same situation, but yet still, you don't feel all right. You know, so you're thinking about the same thing yesterday and you have them today, but today, you're not doing very well. Thinking about the same thing, you're not doing very well. So, it's, you know, we have a thing called endocrine, where all our glands and organs are. And one of the things that we are not taught, a lot of us are not taught, well, exclude those who know. For those of us who don't really understand the way we are on the inside, we know about our minds and we know we have to think to understand things. However, the reason for our thinking is our endocrine, in the brain. Yes, it's rather, yes, we know that things go on in our heads, but the details of what go on in our brain, the details, that is what we don't know. And we should know. We should be aware that we are not talking because we know how to talk. That's not the case. The knowledge and everything is coming from inside. And let's say one piece of idea that can really enlighten us is the fact that when you consider yourself as an individual and look at other people who are like you, two eyes, you know, nostrils and mouth and tongue, and we are come out of the same caste, you know, the dye that, you know, we are cast. We come out from the same mold, right? But think about this. What is it that makes us able to talk? Remember, when you get sick, you go to the doctor, you can get a very disturbing analysis from the doctor. All kinds of stuff going wrong with you. You don't want to hear that. Because what? Your life is threatened by what's going on the inside. You talk about above your your liver or your you have two glands, kidneys, yes, those two glands sitting on top of your kidneys, and I forget the name of those two glands that sit there, but my friends, the amount of energies that those two glands are secreting to make us live, oh man, it is so, it's a critical thing. We are dependent on a lot of critical energies inside, and guess what? The glands inside of us are like factories that manufacture all sorts of different stuff. And just take that thought about the factories out there, all kind of factories that are producing a lot of useful things for people. And they all, you know, very few of them are doing the same thing. Well, with us, with the body that we have on here, that you only think about sex. Really? Because that's what I want to tell you is the intelligence of our brain comes from the energies of our glands. I mean, I'm not saying anything new to people who already know that. But how long it took me to know this? It took me, you know, half a century and more before I get to know these things. I don't go to a class, but I'm reading and I'm finding out. All right. So basically what I want to say to you is that don't get sidetracked with enticement the way we feel. So like I was saying to you, that it's the way we feel, and the way we feel, we don't create that possibility. You can try to think on the right things, but I tell you what, you have got to know where the command and where the power lies that causes our minds to think right. And if you're thinking good and you want to be on the right side of things, that's such a blessing. Keep on thinking. Keep your attention on the positive. Yes, and digging more and more from within you, for more and more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because we can't make none of it work. Eating good meals is vital for life. Because if you don't eat right, the organs inside cannot function right either, right? So you hear about testosterone and stuff like that. Look, the point I wanted to bring to you right on this juncture here is this. What makes a person? What makes up a person? What makes you? You know, if you check far back, you know, I could pin down the time, the hour, pin down that date when my mother and father decided that they want to have sex. You know, having sex is what people look forward to having. But we never get close to the importance of it. Because we don't have these guns because we wanted them. We never want ourselves. We don't know nothing about ourselves. We were created. And those, you know, female and male lovey-dovey period, those times, you know, they weren't really thinking about imagining what kind of baby they're going to have because they don't know if they're going to have any baby. But they're having sex. And they are going at the right place to have a child. They are indulging in an act to have a child. And we know today, the egg come from the woman. And the sperm come from the man. It is energy inside of them why they want to have sex and not mindful about having a child so much. People only have, when people want to have children, they will have sex just because they want to have a child. They might have sex more often or something like that. But think about what causes a man to always hunting after women. It's not because it is a natural feeling to him to just want sex. It is the energy that is secreted in your glands. You have different glands inside of us that make us do different things. Now, if you think about what I'm saying, it could change your attitude. Very, very, very change your attitude that you find hard to change. But if you think of some truth, some facts about yourself, you don't find anything else better to think about besides what is going on inside of you and or you're out of control. Yeah. All right. So the sperm that man is like whatever they call it, ejaculate into the woman is going to meet up with the egg that the woman has. And they always talk about the time of the month when you're most susceptible to have a child, right? And people take birth control because they don't want to have a child. So what I'm trying to say to you, whilst we're having fun and distant away from what we are to know what's happening inside of us, it send us in the wrong direction and give us the wrong perspective in life. Because we want to wear nice clothes, be attractive, smell good, and all that kind of stuff. But we are not close to the knowledge that should control us and what we do. Mm-mm. But read up on the endocrine and read up all the secretion and what the glands are doing for us, my friend. Change your attitude, okay? This world is a world that we need to understand. Don't read the Bible if that's what you're depending on to understand the world and yourself. Some places in the Bible is all right, but do you know them? You don't know them. Why you believe in Adam and Eve in a garden? Because that is not the story that we really have in history. That is something that they extract from our history. And right, what the sodomite white people, they want African people to be controlled by. We are to be controlled by our own history. A spirit god that they claim, look at this logic. If a spirit god that make Adam and Eve in a garden is a spirit god that we can't see, we can't you know, connect with at all. All right. But just think that if it were true that a spirit God make all things physical that we see, right? Give that honor and glory to the Adam and Eve spirit God that make them in the Garden of Eden. Why is it that we don't have no direct account from Adam and Eve about their creation? And that is not the biggest question I need to pose to you. The question is, we don't, let's say, for me, let's not block don't block the story about Adam and Eve in a garden and a spirit God that make them. Dismiss it because it says God is a spirit. Let's say, take for granted, we are not going to block it. Allow the story to go on some more so that we can see whether or not we have clearance to believe that we have something, that a spirit God exists that created Adam and Eve in a garden. That's what we want clearance on. All right. So the thing is, as it stands right now, we don't have anything to settle on that a spirit God make Adam and Eve, because, you know, we don't have to see God to say, well, then, yes, he create these things. No. But guess what? We need evidence anyway. We can't settle that this spirit God exists unless we see evidence. All right. Now, we have to look for evidence about other things. Like, we're going to assume it anyway. Don't assume any evidence on anything else. Assume it on he created mankind. Because we will assume God make the heaven and the earth and the ocean and the fish in the sea and everything like that. If we assume that, it don't necessarily true what we are assuming, because we are assuming. Where's the knowledge to prove that? That it's a spirit God that did that. We're assuming. I say, well, if it's not that spirit God, then who else or what else created? That's not what the problem we need to find out right now. We need to zero in and did a spirit God really make two people in a garden? Right? That we focus on. Because look, because it's a spirit God, and if we assume already, say, he make the earth, the moon, and the sun, and the earth, these are physical things we're looking at. Where the hell is the evidence for Adam and Eve that he created in a garden somewhere? Where, how come we can't, they don't write nothing in the Bible to say, this is the place? Our history that we have that tells about our, like, 200, 300,000 years ago when the Elohim came to Africa and used genetic manipulation. Okay? Pretty much like what we have scientists are doing today, create babies. Take a man's sperm and the egg of the woman, and they can, you know, get the chromosome to make girl or boy or something like that. They can do that, right? And implant it into any woman's womb and bring that child, right? What I'm saying to you, why is it the Bible doesn't show us that geography, the place where Adam and Eve? Now, the closest that they could ever come is going to Africa and tell us about what happened in Africa. Now, the evidence out there in Africa that scientists created us in test tube, as a test tube baby, genetic work, which is not the reason why we have scientists doing it today. It is because the knowledge came from the Elohim. We human beings are the first test tube baby. We are the first test tube babies that the Elohim created. There was no civility on earth and before. For heaven's sake, get the facts straight. History is a record in the past. The Bible is not record of the past. Adam and Eve is not record of the past. Right? And they have some kind of name to give to the historic happening. But they're not telling you how it's happening. They're talking all kind of things that it's not coming from the historical source. Right? What they are writing is coming from history, but what they're not writing the source in the Bible. They're writing something else. And they do it because they want to destroy the African people who are civilized and who are in charge of the world. And they decide, say, oh no, we are here a long time in the Caucasus Mountain before Hunu, and all we need is a little of your civilized knowledge. That's all we want. And that's all they took. Miscegenation and get some knowledge. And today, look at what is going on in the world. The psychological perception that black people have today, we are dead. A lot of people, black people are dead and gone and don't know that the churches were just a bogus institution that they were in. Telling them a whole bunch of really killing energy. It's not for us. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you, what comes from outside of us, the sperm and the egg, makes a human being. That's why we are here. And we are behaving like we don't understand that. When you see some sperm or the egg of a woman, that's a person you're looking at. So we come out, we have mouths to talk and all this kind of stuff, but you don't realize all of our talking come from the woman's womb and the man's sperm. That's what it is. All right. So I am saying, is it reasonable for us to think that God made Adam and Eve in some garden from the Bible? Should we believe that? When this God is not able to put anything in the Bible for us to go and see where the first two people were created. God is not short of making the evidence for Adam and Eve for all of us to see today. So don't think like Sawellan. You know, there's no way for us to see that. Then we're looking at the world, the trees, and everything that we say God made. We see the rain that fall, and we think that is the same God in the Bible making the rain fall. So we have this upside down, right? We're not looking at the right thing, and we are following the Bible that says our mind must be unnatural, so, you know, we understand the things of God. My friends, those things are not true. I want to talk to you briefly. I use up too much of the time talking all of that. But hey, I find it was necessary to talk those fundamental things because those are the things to make us think of the primary concerns that we have. All right? Let's go on to the more intellectual part of what I want to talk to you about. I receive an email pretty often, maybe every week I get an email from the one of the congressperson in my precinct that I live. And this is a black man, Alcee Hastings. He's one of the House. I don't know if he's on the Senate or the House. He's probably in the House of Representatives. And the heading, or one of these, our sub headline that they have in this email, it says, "Help Alcee." That is Alcee Hastings, right? He was a federal judge. He got into some trouble when he was on the bench, and he was impeached and put off the bench, and now he went into the other part of the government by being a senator. All right, so I get correspondence from his people in the office. So it is saying, "Help Alcee Hastings continue to maintain the Jewish virtual library." This is It said Jewish, right? Maintain the Jewish virtual library. This is a very disturbing thing, you know. You know why it's very disturbing? It has to do with an issue of the black people and the Caucasian people. Because the Caucasian has raised up bogus institution, bogus government, bogus laws. And they have been doing this a long time. Remember now that they miscegenation with our ancestors, going back some 12,000 years ago. Come on, right down to where we are now. That's why they take away everything from us. It is something wrong that our ancestors did, because if our ancestors did not go and fuck with these white Caucasian, we black people would never have a problem today. And that's a fact. I'll see you soon. You know, he has a library. And I think his library, from what I'm reading, has information that proves the white people called black people 2,000 years ago, called black people Jews. And if you read the certified history of the black people, which is Sumerian history, you will find out black people were never anything Jews. And I have another book written by a man named Rago. He's an editor. And he has a problem with the black being Jews. I don't have the time now to get into what he says there, but in the book that I wrote called Bamboozled, I carry quite a good portion of what Rago says about black people being Jews. Don't work out to be true at all. But it's not the only book that I have that talks about this. There are others, right? But the situation is today, we black people are void of the historic truth, where we will have all the evidence to prove that what the tricks that the white people are working to take away control and wealth from the African hybrid people. We would not have that problem at all, because as long as we have the knowledge, there's no way anybody can usurp us, because we'll have too much power for them to venture that type of a task. I am telling you, white people are afraid of black people. Context of the knowledge they see you have. But altogether, we as a civilization have allowed them to destroy our civilization and change our knowledge as to what we choose to believe or not. All right. What Alcee Hastings is talking about right now, he is affirming black people were never Jews. The fact that we were never Jews, what black people are doing into the white people church when we were not. And they even said that we were Judaism. So how did we get off into Christianity? If we were ever Jews and belongs to Judaism, how do we get off into Christianity? The white people swindle black people. That's all. And we don't know. All right. To confirm what I'm saying, let's go and read the rest. Read the synopsis to this. All right. So it's a help Alcee continue to maintain the Jewish virtual library. Let's see what the library is all about. He says, as best resource for journalists, scholars, students, and the curious about Jewish history, politics, and culture. Now, what is Jewish history? If I ask you, as an African person, who are Jews today? The Jews today, white people, not black people. You don't see something turn wrong side, upside down. Remember, Al-Si is saying black people were Jews. Well, he's following the white people now and call black people Jews. All right. But even if you go along with what Al-Si is saying, to my reading understanding, black people were never Jews. And the reason why Al-Si is saying he's calling black people Jew here is because Al-Si has not read people history from Samaria. He's really onto the Caucasoid white people them Bible history, because only Bible is going to make you think that black people were Jews, and what they say about Abraham and finding a God out in the skies, right? None of those things are true. None of those things that Abraham finding a God, and now we are under Abraham monotheism. Knowledge in the world and worship a spirit God in spirit and truth. Not even thus go so. All right, let me go on a little more and read some more of the concept that black people are Jews, according to Al-Si Asing, who is maintaining a library that proves 2,000 years black people were in Palestine. And white people come back 2,000 years ago and call them Jews. And maybe it's not all that amount of time that they say black people are Jews. There are other factors that they are riding on. However, that they could, back in the 15th century, write with their pen and delegate black people to be Judaism and children of Abraham, and Abraham find a God in the clear, in the blue sky, right? They don't have to start saying it back 2,000 years ago, because they can use their pen and write it, you know, 6 months ago or a little further back, say 1,000 years ago, and not like we think it's 2,000 years ago they start saying these things. No, they begin to write all of these things and delegate black people to be something that today they just take it back. The reason why they do these things, they have to purify anything they want to take onto themselves from the black people. You know, they'll take away attributes that is natural and historical, but they also give us attributes that we don't have. Why they do that is to take it, attribute back. Like they say, we were Judaism, we were Jews. And they take back the whole thing. So what R.C. is talking about right now, he's talking about the biblical assignment that the white people write in the Bible. And they are telling you that they know more about us black people than we know about our own selves. That's what they're saying. Now, think why they are doing all of that. It's because they learn something from us. See that we have control over everything. And they decide, say, all right, if they can take it away from us, they're going to do that. Well, they couldn't take it away if Africa was minding its own business. Africa is the worst enemy to black people today. Really? Those guys over there will talk about their governing the countries of Africa. They are some of the dumbest things on earth. When you have a king that say that is reported, the king of Aksum, if I'm not wrong, became convert to Christianity. I mean, come on, what kind of a secretion their balls is secreting? Can you tell me how many ships these white people, Portuguese or what they call it, are these white people call themselves
Portuguese and all kind of geese, right? But nobody buys slave out of Africa except these occupied white people. It's them. Okay? And Africa sold us to these folks. Right? How much did they pay these Sodomites for slaves? Pay them. Because by then, they are ships. Who did they learn to make ships? How did they know to make ships? They learn it from the African people. And like I said, it's going back like some 12,000 years that they are learning from the establishment of the Elohim God that established first civilization on earth. Okay? All right. So watch this. This is going to go into a whole bunch of a different ball of wax, right? And a can of worms. 2 years. We have heard about the Palestinian refugees. The reference is always to Palestinian Arabs refugees and ignores the Jews who were displaced during the 1948 war. Hear that? The Jews, that's talking about going back 2,000 years ago, right? Think about what Alcee Hastings saying here. He's saying black people were Jews back then indeed when they're talking about they were crucifying Jesus Christ. And Jesus was a Jew, and the black people were his own people. How did white people come to become Jews? And is a part of Judaism. Not a part, but they're all together Judaism now. Black people today who are talking about their Judaism, they get it from the white people. They don't have a bona fide history, a certified history that said they were Jews. No. But over this 2 millennia, you know, we go through quite a few generations. And how did these people here, like say they my age, like 60 or 70 or so years of age, or 50, who are their parents? Did they see their people Jews, their mother and father? No. Their mother and father born in on the diaspora and the post-slavery. So I don't know my mother to call herself no Jews or my father. They don't know nothing about that. So look at the bogus belief that we have here today. And look and see how well Alcee Hastings is doing with this. Right? Hastings is following these white people and say we are Jews. But even though I hold him wrong based on the history that I read, not one place, not two places. Now, Alcee should give us some documentation to prove and not resting this on Bible. So you see, the best of who we have to deliver us from these white people, not making one stride, not one step of stride to get us out of this torment that we are in from our ancestors. Lead us out like a Moses, like they say, or a David, you know, knocking down Goliath. Am I one of them? Well, I am just reading what I find to make more sense than what they are making, because I'm reading what is authentic history. So I have to stand my ground with what is authentic history. There's none other. Okay? All right. Well, if as long as this is the truth, and I'm telling the truth, well, that would send you to research what Alcee is saying. I think Alcee has good intentions. He wouldn't be like willfully misleading us. I don't. Although he had some serious problems when he was a judge, and I don't consider him to be a man of, you know, that good statue, because as a federal judge, as a black federal judge, he should then become king in this country and not just sitting on the bench employed by white, Caucasoid, sodomite, black people killers. Why did he become a judge under them? And he make no progress no more than to be kicked off the bench. And now talking about Jews, he doesn't know any following the white people then, because he was a judge under these white people. So what does Halsey really know? Right? I write to his office and talking to people who's doing communication for him and asking certain questions about these same things, and they run. Don't answer me. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you, even if, or notwithstanding, let's hold that black people were Jews back then. What happened now? The people who said they were, who called us Jews back then, who said we were Jews, and said we had Abraham and all that, they have absolutely not even, you know, the slightest right to be talking about black people's history. These white people. So white people need to get out of our territory, right? And don't think that they will stay in our territory forever. And we're not going to fight them with a gun either, because what is going to get them is by far different from gun, right? We are hybrid, correct? They are not hybrid. We are hybrid. What is ours is ours. It cannot be theirs. You see what I mean? All right. Now watch this. So if you listen to what Asi is saying here, he said for more than 70 years, we have heard about the Palestinian refugees. But Palestinians are supposed to be Jews. Of long of 14 of 2,000 years ago, Palestinians are Jews. They're not different from the rest of us black people. White people do separate us from them and make we see distinction between we and them, right? Watch out. The refugees, the reference is always to Palestinian Arab refugees and ignores the Jews. So it even changed to come off of Jews and turn from Palestinian and Arabs and stuff like that. Imagine all these things will never straighten out because what? The history is being hidden. And Alcee Aston is just keeping certain elements of it alive, but him not coming out and helping effectively about it. Because he's afraid to talk the truth too. All right? He's warming the fire of the Caucasoid white people. Them, because them are sodomites and they will kill anybody because they have this control over what AD and Adamani, they control white people. Alcee Aston no law more than anybody else. He's a judge, right? And things should have been changed long ago. These white people should not be here. So it's either Alcee Aston not, you know, using a good distinction and history, why we are still having a problem, and he can't be our Moses to lead us out from under these white, people who, they are the dumbest intelligent species on earth. They are only stealing and killing and do all kind of stuff and force black people who are helpless into situations they can't come out of, and they maintain their dominance. But I am here. I'm talking. Why talk to me? Talk to me and see whether or not you have right to go all over the world and kick blacks out where they live, right? And you come with AD and Adamani. I want to see that. Who is this Jesus that you're calling in the year of our Lord? Let's see him. All right? Bring it on the table. Let's talk about it. Or you can't talk to me because you know very well that there is no milk and honey or streets of gold in your Europe where you come from. And you go where those nice things are. Right? and say, "Your God tell you to come kill us and take quaking where we have." Give us, you know, this sodomite belief about Adam and Eve in a garden and all the rest are trinkets. Okay? All the rest are trimmings with a whole bunch of life. Bring it to somebody who read and understand, not people like Alcee Hastings. Right? Because what do I say? I declare AD and Adamani is null and void, unlawful. It's not kingship. And if it is not kingship, take the old shit to Europe. Because if you want milk and honey, a who over there, if you go, it's not where we are, you're going to tell us, you're going to rule us with AD and Adama fuckery. Okay? Because that's what AD is. It's honest. Thinking fuckery. It's not to be in African territory. And that's what the history shows. That's what the history shows. It doesn't matter what you're going to come here and pick up us and talk about. You have no dominion over black people. None whatsoever. All right? So this story here about Jews, so many things that unravel these idiots, right? But they don't know to run from where they steal anything. Because they think it's all there. The day is coming. The time is at hand. Watch out. Look here. According to historian unit, Newritz, Cohen, Livingnowski, 97, Jewish villages were attacked and damaged. Who were the Jews? Who were the Jews then? Black people. 11 of these were destroyed. Right? 97 Jewish villages were attacked. Who attacked the Jewish villages? These same damn Caucasoid white people. Them same one. Okay? We come with AD and Adamani. It's them. Now, talking all of this, and what is he making of this? Playing into these white people's Jewish scam, right? But he's giving you this statistic here that you can go back. Like, why? I wouldn't dump these things in the trash at all, because he's serving a purpose. Like I told you, there's some elements there that he's holding up, right? So here it is. All these were attacked. Now, you think we should have people controlling us with AD and Adamani? Shit. Who do all these evil things to black people all over the world? Where did they get government authority from to have AD and Adamani? If you look at the AD and Adamani, it's all that they fuck at night. The other ones ask and come out and enforce these things on black people because we are under our own curse of mingling with them. So we don't have no yaifisin nothing or good brain to interpret and make distinction of anything. So we can't hold on to what is ours. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, 11 of those 97 these were destroyed, and 6 were conquered, resulting in at least 60,000 Jews becoming refugees. You hear that? This same Trump, what I'm talking about, is a president, and the same Biden that is coming in to be president. You think Biden is any savior to black people? No. No. White people as a whole must go back to where they come from. They want black people to forget what they have done, and they are well on their way doing that because they're getting a lot of black people to start fucking each other's ass. Okay? And Deuteronomy 28 tells us that's what would happen to us when we go and fuck with these white people. That's what happened, right? No. So it went on. He's going on to say, another historian Benny Morris estimated the number 7,000 refugee, I mean, beyond 60. Beyond 60,000. You hear that? Now, look at us. We're not making, we in the churches and everything like that. Our brain is tied up with these sodomites, uncivilized, Caucasites. Black people are tied up with them because they learn a little sense and they, begin to teach us how to cluck like duck, quack like duck. They teach us to quack like ducks. No, this is serious stuff. Now, and I don't have a lot more time, but another paragraph and a line. Over the last 8 years, two tactics have been employed over the last to maximize or eliminate the Iranian threat. Now, what threat is Iran? Let's see. You're going to see here if we're going to fall into a ditch with Al-Sisi again. Let's see. The Obama, he says, over the last 8 years, two tactics have been employed to minimize or eliminate the Iranian threat. The Obama maximum appeasement approach to Trump's minimum pressure campaign. Both share the same result. Total failure. And why there is total failure is because Al-Sisi himself is underneath the white men and following their concept of worldview. Whatever Al-Sisi is talking today, he's just on the fringe of holding up, little things that, are to be held up. But is Al-Sisi, has he produced any better result than what Obama and Trump acquire? Where is it? No, he's condemning them for not, getting anything. But long before 8 years ago, Al-Sisi is, he has every opportunity to walk on the scene and make a difference. He has not done that. So I have to make distinction here. I have to give the man credit for what he's due. He was a federal government. He never lived up to integrity. But these same sodomites kicked him out of the bench. Okay? And Al-Sisi is trying to live today. Right? Now, so what I'm saying here, Al-Sisi feel good to say these two presidents come out to just failure. Which one of them did achieve anything, Al-Sisi? Which president achieve anything to stop the sodomites from killing black people in Palestine? Which one of them From his campaign statements, Joe Biden appears interested in some middle ground, leaning towards Obama's policy that will also be unsuccessful. What do you expect, Hastings, if, like his predecessor, he refuses to employ military action. See what I mean? You see what I mean? Hastings don't have no better sense than all those people out there like the Farrakhan them. You know, I mean, so many of them, the Jesse Jackson, and the whole long line of them, Al Sharpton, the whole long line of them coming up from this guy, Marcus Garvey, the whole long stock barrel of these guys, they don't wake up because they believe in weapons. They don't believe in intellect and the power of words. What to say? Follow the history. They're not following the African, Elohim prehistory. So we can't have no power whatsoever. Because you go there with the military against these guys and they knock your brains out. Because guess what? They have our own military and trained under Lucius Tarquinius, Roman Etruscan king in Italy. That's where these guys learned about war in Italy, right? And then go in and overthrow the king in 509 BC. You don't hear Alci talking about 509 BC and how these white people come to be owning all of our territory. Alci and all is living under their constitution, and he doesn't have back to say. How did they come by a constitution? They don't accept Christianity. They burned them in a fire and all that kind of stuff. And said, yeah, God, tell them to come here and do all of that. My friends, this is what I have to tell you, right? I ain't going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere because the God knows there is time for everything. Okay? And what I'm telling you, if you can bore a hole in what I'm saying, do it. And, you know, I always tell you to call me. And you are listening to CRS Radio, and the number to call is 661-467-2407. I mean, if anybody is afraid to talk, you know, on radio and stuff like that, you know, you're on the other side. You're a church person. I'm no longer a church person. That's what my parents taught me. I read now, I'm no longer no church person because church person is a sodomite thing. Church belongs to sodomites. Okay, these white people, sodomites. You hear that? That's where it belongs. And if we can't talk that, all right, what do I do? Come on, kill us. All right, let's kill us, man. Because the gods are the only one that can protect us. And there's one thing that I know that the gods say will protect us. If we keep their commandments, if we read what they say and abide by them, we will be protected. We'll be afraid of us because they know what the gods can do to the entire world population. They know that. But if they don't hear we talking the right thing, they don't have any reason to be afraid of anything because they know if the God is not coming after them, nobody's coming after them. They know that. Cicero said that. They know the God, the Elohim, direct and govern the civilized world. They confess that in the first century, 2,000 years ago. Cicero, one of their political, so-called political senator. Okay? And if it is going to, as long as it is going to protect me, I am going to get protection. If I ain't talking the truth, I miss the mark. I swear. I don't know any mark that I am missing. All right? So, they cannot come into all of our territories and take it over and take it there. And we bow down to that. We accept that as true. They have all the power in our world, right? This is time to trust in our Creator. The time when our adversary, that the God say, our adversary cannot overtake us. If we talk the truth, not just talk the truth alone, but do it. It's inseparable. That's what I am doing. Right? Because guess what? I have the hope. I understand what is written in the ultimate history. That's it. Now, Alcee want the administration, the sodomite administration, instead of telling them to get their stinking ass out of our territory. That's what they have to do. Talking about Iranian threat. Alcee's talking. He doesn't know that Iranians are not. Does he know that they are African? Alcee, go and go read your history. Okay? Because you are a failure just like the people you are calling a failure. All right? That's it. Nobody can say I am a racist because I just hit the thing. Say it for what I see is there. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, because I first recognize the truth and I identify it is the truth, and that's what we want. For a lifetime. All these people who are astray, well, be unto you, if you hear the truth, you know the truth, they'll begin to follow the truth. But you can't become here piling up dirt upon dirt upon dirt. Talk about Obama and Biden and Trump. You don't talk about them because they are the sodomite gangsters. Please. Now, one last line, and I gotta go. What have you got to say about all this uncivilized sodomite madness? What do you have to say about this uncivilized madness by these sodomites? Because they're sodomites. Every day of their life, they're sodomites. There's no joke about that. They are uncivilized. They don't have any civilized use. Oh, so if you think they have a government dominion to rule over black people, that's a lie, man. And those lies should never, all right? The first class carcasside, honest, of man and dog fucking plagues. Them. And they don't want to be identified like I am saying here. What have you got to say about all this uncivilized sodomite madness? From the first class Kizide honors of man and dog fucking play. Yeah, what you have to say about them? You see, because what I'm saying now is like, oh my God, people hear me talking like this and think, there's nothing else worthwhile in my estimation right now. That's what needs to be said. They want us to go on like the world is all right. It's not all right. And I am here. I'm blowing the bugle. There's no respect for dog fucking sodomite white people, all right, who are going to convince the world that they own everything black people own. You see, why they run and leave Africa, Europe? They run and leave Europe and go everywhere black people have a society. Society is our civilization, and they decide that we don't have no civilization. These dog ripping fucking, nastiness. They come and tell us that everywhere we have is theirs, and we're just catching and paying every dime we owe to them. Dear God, please help us. Help us, please. We want to come out from under the curse. We want to do the right thing. Right now, my heart is clean. I am
endeavor to live clean and good, okay? So that the words I speak love the good life. And I want the people that God creates to have the right knowledge and live the right life too. And I beg you, oh Elohim, help us. These folks here will never be anybody beside the wealth that they steal, that they use to control the world and say they are the greatest. But I wish to see that we develop understanding to the level where they do nothing but run from us. Take their filthy self away, what is supposed to happen, because we had to run from them because they proved to be a power we could not contain. Well, now it's a different story. Now it's a different story. Because as long as words carry the power, I don't know that they have lost anything, and that's what I have to depend on. But these, they are nothing because they make law here to marry two honest fucking people. And it's a law that governs all the African people too. Now, because this is generally the law, federal law. Now, there is no federal government in America. There is none. It's caucasoid, honest fucking men who determine to make the entire world fuck ass. I got to go. Much more to be said, but bye, Hastings. You don't cut it, man. Take good care and see you on the next.